Because I was like, "Nishba kachas kushag." When Rabbi Yehuda himself was pesach mitaf tzadik hey. Zok the Mishnah. Check the Mishnah. What are the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Zok the Mishnah on Pesach Rishon is an issur to have chametz in one's possession, whereas on Pesach Sheni there is not. Also on Pesach Rishon, one sings challah while eating the Pesach, whereas this is not done on Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon and Sheni are the same in that they both require the singing of challah during the making of the Pesach. The Pesach of each has to be eaten roasted. The Pesach of each must be eaten together with matzah and marah, and the Pesach of each overrides Shabbos. Zok the Gemara Brisa says the pasuk regarding Pesach Sheni says k'chal chukas haPesach yasu oisa. This teaches that the mitzvahs that apply to the actual korban itself apply to Pesach Sheni just like they do to Pesach Rishon. How do we know that the halachos of Pesach Rishon that do not or directly affect the carbon, like eating it with matzah and mar, also apply to Pesach Sheni? The pasuk regarding Pesach Sheni therefore says it has to be eaten with matzah and mar. We may think that the halachas that are not connected to Pesach at all would apply to Pesach Sheni as well. The Torah therefore says regarding Pesach Sheni, ve'etzam layishbu revayu, it teaches that the only halachas applicable to Pesach Sheni are the ones that are applicable to the actual carbon. Isa ben Yehuda says the pasuk of Yasu Oisai, which teaches that the only halachas that are applicable to Pesach Sheni are the ones that are directly applicable to the carbon. Fakhtmar, the Brisa first said the pasuk teaches that only halachas applicable to the actual carbon apply to Pesach Sheni. Then later asked, we would think that the halachas which don't directly apply to the carbon should also apply to Pesach Sheni. But how can the Brisa ask that if it was taught differently? If the pasuk taught differently. And for the Gemara, initially Raisa thought that Yasu Oisai teaches that only something that directly applies to the carbon applies to Pesach Sheni. However, the pasuk then says Al Matzah Shim Roirim, which teaches that even something which is not directly affecting the carbon also applies to Pesach Sheni. If so, the Raisa asks that Yasu Oisai can't be taken to be meant literally that only things only affecting the carbon itself. If so, when the Torah lists halachas that apply to Pesach Sheni, eating with matzah mara, not leaving over till the morning, and not breaking bones, and then follows with the generalization of Chol Chukas Pesach Yasu Oisai, maybe we should dash in as a Pratu Klal, in which case many other things should be included as well into Pesach Sheni, the halachas of Pesach Sheni. That's why the Brisa asked and gave the answer. What does Isi ben Yehuda do with the pasuk of Yatzim Yish Bevoi? He says that it teaches that you're not allowed to break a bone of a Pesach, whether it has marrow or not. What does the Rabbanim do with the words of Yasu Oisai? The pasuk could have left those words out. Mara says they say that it teaches that a Pesach and Pesach Sheni should not be brought for one individual. If there's only one person who's tamei on Pesach Rishon, we have to make a second person tamei. So that the Pesach Sheni should be brought for at least two people. Yasu is plural. Zakum Rabbi says, based on the pasuk of Chal Kuchas HaPesach Yasu Oisai, one would think that it's also to possess chametz on Pesach Sheni as well. The pasuk therefore says, Al Matzah Shemarim Yachlu, which teaches that only halachas similar to this, which are at least indirectly related to the carbon, must be kept on Pesach Sheni as well. We would think this rule only applies to an assay, like eating a matzah mara. How do we know it applies to the lois assay as well? The pasuk therefore says, Lo Yashir Rimenu Ad Baiker. We would think that the rule only applies to an assay and to a lois assay is connected to an assay. The pasuk says that, you know, because the Lo Yashir Rimenu Ad Baiker, but then you burn it, so it's a nitik assay. The pasuk therefore says, Vietzim Li, which teaches that even a regular lois haseh is included in Pesach Sheni as well. The generalization of Chol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisai is written after all these examples and teaches that each example comes to exclude a specific halacha and to include an additional halacha. The example of matzah mara includes the halacha of roasting, which is an assay, and applies to Pesach Sheni as well. It comes to exclude the mitzvah of destroying the chametz, which is also an assay, but it does not apply to Pesach Sheni. The example of Isra of leaving over the Noiser, it comes to include the Isra of removing the Pesach Adi Yerushalayim, which is a lois assay connected to an assay, but it also comes to exclude the Isra of possessing chametz. The example of the Isra of the breaking of the bone of Pesach comes to include the Isra of eating from the Pesach when it's partially raw. It comes to exclude the Isra of shechting the Pesach while possessing chametz. Mishnah said, "Arishon ton halo b'achilasa v'chulu." Rabbi Yechon, in the name of Rav Shimon Yatzadik, said, "We learned this from a pasuk that says that song halo is for a night of Yom Tov. Pesach Sheni is not Yom Tov, and therefore has no halo." Mishnah said, "Zev zetun halo b'asiyasa v'chulu." Why is that the case? And for the Gemara, either because the pasuk only excludes the halo from at night, not during the daytime, which is when the Pesach is brought, or because it's not fitting that the Yidden should bring a Pesach without singing halo to Hashem. The Mishnah said, "V'nechalin tzali v'chulu." The Gemara, it seems that Pesach Sheni overrides Shabbos, but does not override Tumah. This doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it overrides Tumah as well. He says that the Torah tried to allow you to bring the Pesach B'Tahara by allowing you for a makeup date. But if one is Tumah then as well, he brings it B'Tumah. The Tanakhama, who argues Rabbi Yehuda, says the Pesach Sheni was established to bring the carbon in Tahara, and Tumah at that point would therefore not be allowed. Zok the Mishnah, even when a Pesach is brought in Tumah, a Zav, Zada, Nida, or a woman who has given birth may not eat from the Pesach. If they do eat from it, they will not be Chayiv Karz. But as it says, if they walked into the Azar when a Pesach was being brought Betumah, they're also not Chayiv Karz. Dr. Gemara, Bryce explains, they're not Chayiv Karz for eating from the Pesach because the Pasuk that tells of the Karz penalty also tells of the Isser for a Tummy person to eat of Kachim. Therefore, since the Pasuk doesn't apply to a Pesach brought in Tumah because Tummy people are eating from it, the Karz penalty also doesn't apply. But as it says, they're also not Chayiv Karz for walking into the Azar at that time because the Pasuk that tells of the Karz penalty for entering the Azar when Tummy also tells also says that all Tamei people, including one who is Tamei from a mace, must be banished from the Kodesh. Therefore, since the pasuk doesn't apply for a Tamei mace at that time, because he's allowed to go in to bring the Pesach, the Kara's penalty also doesn't apply for these other Tamei people either. Rabbi Yosef asked, if people who were Tamei mace walked into the Beis HaMikdash when bringing the Pesach and Tumah, are they Chayiv Kara's? Do we say that since they're allowed to walk into the Azor, there's also no Kara's walking into the Beis HaMikdash or not? Rabbi said the pasuk teaches that the Kara's penalty can apply to one part of the Kodesh, not the other, and therefore there would be a Kara's penalty for walking into the Beis HaMikdash. Another version of Rabbi said that there's no Kara's penalty when they're allowed to walk into part of the Kodesh into the Azor, and therefore if they walk into the Beis HaMikdash, they would not be Chayiv Kara's. Rabbi Yosef asked, if people who are Tamei ate from the Emerim of the Pesach, are they Chayiv Kara's? Do we say that since Tumah was allowed regarding eating the meat, there's no Kara's regarding eating the Emerim or not? Rava said, the Chayiv Kara's for eating Emerim when one is Tamei is learned from the fact that one is Chayiv Kara's for eating meat of a carbon when Tamei. Therefore, since when a Pesach is brought, but Tumah Kara's doesn't apply to eating the meat of the carbon when Tamei, it also doesn't apply to eating the Emerim. Zera asked, on what Mizbeach did they offer the Pesach in Mitzrayim? Abai said, maybe they roasted the entire animal, including the Emerim, on the spit and ate it. Also, Rabbi Yosef taught that the smearing of the blood on the doorpost had the status of spilling it on the Mizbeach, which suggests that there was no other Mizbeach on which the Emerim were offered.